Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I don't put this in the nightmare category. I mean, obviously, we don't want any player to get exposed. It's not a positive thing, but I don't see it as a nightmare. We built the protocols to allow us to continue to play. That's why we have the expanded rosters. That's why we have the pool of additional players. And we think we can keep people safe and continue to play.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is the commissioner of baseball, and that is Rob Manfred. And we are delighted to welcome in David Sampson. David, of course, best known as one of the great executives in baseball with the Marlins, and their former team president. And my goodness, he's a great podcaster, and we are always delighted to talk to him. And he joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, David. How are you?
Morning, David.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm very well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing okay. And you know, we have been talking about this idea that, you know, 11 players testing positive and some coaches along at the traveling party. When you look at what's going on with the Marlins here, it seems like it's threatening the baseball season, and it seems like legitimately so. And I understand the commissioner's interested in kind of buying time, and there are protocols and there are more players, but goodness gracious, that is an extremely high number. And if another team it gets hit like that, and we're all kind of holding our breath on whether or not you can continue, and it's got to hit home for you.
Well, I think what you're seeing is that before the season started, we had this great conversation. How many players will it take for baseball to shut down? And there was never an answer because the protocols never dealt with it. The commissioner never answered. You couldn't get an executive or a player to answer. So it was very much a wait to see. So on Saturday, four Marlins tested positive, and that wasn't the answer. Because opening day, Juan Soto, he got COVID, but the game went on. And there were other players. The Atlanta Braves had their two starting catchers test positive. So two players wasn't the right answer. The games went on. Then the Marlins had four players, including their catcher. Maybe not a coincidence. The catchers are the most at risk. But that still wasn't enough. The game went on. Then we got to 11. That's when baseball said, hold on, that may be too many. Let's cancel the game or postpone the game. So we're now learning that it's a number greater than four and fewer than 11 that would cause the postponement of a game. But all of this was contemplated because, of course, there's going to be positive tests when you're not in a bubble, because, of course, the players aren't going to follow the protocols perfectly because no one can. So the show must go on. So, well, right now they're waiting for the Phillies to get some test results back. I think you're seeing this as a reaction to the number 11 positive tests with the Marlins. But if the Marlins only had seven, I think every game would have gone on as usual. And now each team better just be looking really hard at cleaning up their clubhouse, their visiting clubhouse.
David, in the interview with Tom Verducci on MLB Network, Rob Manfred said that he'd never discussed with the owners the possibility of canceling the season in the wake of these positive tests, and that wasn't something he necessarily wanted to consider. What did you think of that interview, and what did you want to hear from Rob Manfred that maybe you didn't?
So I'm very close. I like Commissioner Rob Manfred very much, but I must tell you, when he goes on MLB Network to do interviews, I'm not happy. I get it because MLB Network is owned by the league, and I get that you want to give that interview to your network, but it always seems as though you're getting softball questions that have been pre-approved. And this was a time for Rob to stand up in front of a group of media and explain where his head was, and then to come out and say your talking point, because you're ready for this interview, you're prepared for it. You can't have a talking point which says the clip that you played where this is not a nightmare, because people were panicked. Players were panicked. Fans were panicked because they want baseball. Everyone's nervous that the COVID is not stopping and they don't know when normalcy is going to return. And I want the commissioner to be front facing and be the voice of reason and say, okay, we understand that we had not wanted ever to have a positive test, but we have. We have protocols in place that we are taking care of the players, first and foremost, employees and staff. We promise when we get this many positive tests, we are going to go and figure out exactly why. We're going to go to Atlanta where the Marlins were. We're going to go to Philadelphia. We're going to go to Miami, and we're going to investigate and make sure that there's never a large group like that again that tests positive. But in the meantime, we anticipated this, which is why we have 60 players available for each team to play. But we did postpone two games just to make sure that we could have the proper sequencing of events happen. That would have been a better interview to me than the soundbite that you then played.
Is there a real problem here in terms of the lag in testing time or the lag in getting results back? Or is it more about people being asymptomatic and still capable of transferring that virus, spreading it? How do you view this, what we've learned from this?
Well, you've totally nailed it, because what you said is the lagging. When that's the whole issue. And if testing isn't perfect, you knew that there could be a danger of any business starting, whether it's sports or your grocery store or airplanes or cruise ships. When you take a test and you get back either a false positive or a false negative, or it takes 12 to 24 to 48 hours, or for the real world, it takes 10 days, then those tests are not as useful, because in that interim period, if you're not quarantined while your test is pending, then what's the use of the test? So that is something that baseball is aware of, that all sports are aware of. I think testing should be done every day. I think in my ideal world, everyone would take the field only with a negative test every single day. But we just don't have that technology right now, or it's simply not being used. Therefore, you do the best you can. And what happens is you're going to have people testing positive. Those are the risks that are happening across this entire world right now. And businesses are choosing their level of risk. Employees are choosing their comfort with their own assumption of risk, and then you've got a baseball season.
David, I want to be fair with this criticism here, because I think it needs to be addressed, and you're having such familiarity with the Marlins would be a good person to ask this, but Sunday's game should never have been played, in my opinion, after they found out that the Marlins players had tested positive. It was, I think, three at the time. And from what I understand the narrative, Don Mattingly had a team meeting and the team wanted to play. Major League Baseball's protocol should have had addressed this in a way that didn't leave it up to a team vote. And why didn't that happen? And what is the feeling down in Miami that the Marlins actually took the field and maybe made a bad situation much worse?
But you can't look at it in the rearview mirror like that. And, you know, there's a lot of attention on this meeting and this group text where the Marlins players wanted to play. The entire baseball season is predicated on the games going on even when there are positive tests. just like the Nationals played opening night after Juan Soto tested positive. Why did the Nationals play? It shouldn't matter that it's one person or four people. The question is that the rule? And it is, where the game goes on, and that's the whole purpose of the taxi squad. If you have four people who test positive, then you're playing one short because you have a three-man taxi squad when you're on the road who can immediately be in uniform. So literally it was contemplated that this would happen. There was no reason for the Marlins to have a meeting because I guess what they could have done is forfeited the game. I guess they could have said, we don't want to play, we're not safe. But those were the protocols that were negotiated with the players. So they were ready and understanding that with positive tests that it would be play. So I don't really understand why it's getting so much attention that the Marlins players got together, because they have no say. Truthfully, they have no say. When we say there's a game, they got to show up and play a game. So either a game gets scheduled or not by Major League Baseball. So the players did not have the power to play or the power not to play. I guess they could forfeit and they could stage a sit out and not show up. But other than that, I'm not sure what all the hullabaloo is about.
I think it really comes down to this idea that they voted on it, as simple as that. That, you know, do they not understand there's an outbreak going on with your team when you get to a certain number, and now that outbreak has even grown since then. But I think the fact that they voted, like, this is not a sprained ankle, it's not a, you know, I'm going to play through it, oh, this is okay. That's, I think, what is confusing to everyone. Why did you need a player vote? If as you say, they have no say in it, I think that's why everyone's getting hung up on it.
And remember, it was 4, not 11 at that time.
Right.
There were 4 players who they were missing, and they feel as though, like every team and every person, that I'm doing what's right. I'm being smart. I'm wearing my mask correctly. I'm staying social distanced. But remember, there was a red flag with the Marlins way going back to when they were in Atlanta for the exhibition games, when Don Mattingly went public saying, I'm not satisfied with how the Braves and the visiting clubhouse was set up, because we had a problem during this rain delay, but it'll get fixed. It'll all be okay. That was Don Mattingly publicly last week, which then means that baseball's got to step in and say to the Braves, if your clubhouse is not ready, we're not going to let you play, and you are going to have to forfeit games because we're not going to let visiting teams come in there. And so there are things that baseball could be doing, and they will be doing now because of this outbreak with the Marlins, but one of them, in my opinion, is not canceling or suspending the season. It's getting teams to comply with the rules that were negotiated to begin with.
In that vein, then, David, before we let you go, how shaken is your confidence that Major League Baseball will be able to complete its 60-game season?
It's the same level it was before the Marlins outbreak, and people are finding it hard to believe that that's my stance, but it is, because it was contemplated. So my bigger concern is that will the commissioner say, if 15 teams are missing 11 players at once and the players who are playing in the games are not representative of the major league product and the competitive integrity has been compromised, that is what will cause the season to be suspended and then move into maybe some sort of bubble format in October for the playoffs. I think if baseball is smart, they're working on the potential of a bubble playoff. Somehow, somewhere, they've got some time to do it. It's difficult to pull off, but the NBA so far is doing it. The NHL is just starting their bubble. The WNBA looks to be doing it as well. It's not going to be perfect. Players violate bubbles. We've seen it, but the NBA has very strict rules, and they're calling out players who, and I don't just mean the snitch line, but they're calling out players who violate the bubble, and they're being serious about quarantine. And it's easier to do that in a bubble. You can't do that during a regular season.
David, thanks a ton. Really appreciate the insights. Thank you.
Thanks, David. Good stuff.
Hey, have a great day, guys. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.